Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast, your fitness business podcast, number one in the world. Today I'm joined by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
And most days we're here together, but how are we doing?
Good, I think.
Yeah, real good. Things are good.
Okay, fantastic.
We got a good one for you guys today.
Let's talk about something that you probably should be thinking about, but don't.
I think this is one of the pieces gym owners easily overlook.
I could see that. And it's weird because, like, this is the thing you're selling. So what, when somebody signs up for when they walk in, they want a result, right? But the delivery of your product is what they're buying, right? They're buying the opportunity for a result through the product. Okay. So like, if you think about it that way, it's like, okay, that makes sense. The product is your training program, whether or not it's large group, small group, private, semi-private, whatever you want to call what you're offering. That's the delivery of the product that then gets the client the result. The kicker to this whole thing is you focus on your marketing. You're focused on the sales process, the way your gym's set up, the music. You really put a lot of attention into a lot of those things.
Branding, the color of your website.
Yeah. You pay a lot of attention there. But I'd argue that many gyms overlook the most important product that you sell, and that's the programming and the delivery systems of your training program.
Correct.
So why do I say this? Why do I know that? Because on this episode that you're listening, you're in your car right now, some percentage of you gym owners right now let your coaches create the programs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That right there tells me that you overlook it because you can't really control the product if multiple trainers in your gym, fitness coaches, are programming for the clientele. If it's not coming, what we call top down from the gym, be it the fitness director, the owner, or a lead coach that is programming for the entire facility, then you're overlooking it.
Yeah.
You're also overlooking it if you let your coaches have a stable of clients that only they train. You're also overlooking your delivery systems. Big because time. The problem when that happens is when that coach wants to go on. What you're trying to prevent when you're running your gym is you're trying to prevent the client thinking that the results are coming from the coach is the coach. You want the results in your client's eyes to be coming from the gym.
Correct.
The coach is facilitating the gym's programming. The coach is facilitating the training program, the training service. They don't create it. They don't make it up. They don't have their own stable of clients. It's top down. It's systematized. It's a delivery system.
I'll take it one step further too, because there's definitely gyms that sit in that situation as you've laid it out. There's also the situation where maybe your brand does have some control over the delivery, but in a case by case, client to client situation, your coaches are modifying, swapping out, changing the things themselves and going off script, which also puts you susceptible because again, the client then says, oh, well, this is what I was supposed to be doing today, but I can't or I'm not. So my coach designed this for me for today.
Yep.
Which is the same problem, just in a different
This is your product, guys. This should be the most attention is put here. Mm-hmm. The most attention. And it's the most overlooked. Now, I will give you a great example of a gym that does it or used to do it this way very, very well. It was one of our Iron Circle members, Jerry and Casey Washek. I will tell you guys, from a large group training gym style program, they had it freaking nailed. They had specific playlists tied to the specific movements in their workouts. Okay.
That's intentionality.
As a coach, you go in, you're running the workout Z today, and Z's playlist is 5. And you have to play that playlist. Because of what they did was they looked at the beats per minute within the recording of the audio playlist, and they tied it to the warm up into this whatever Metcon into the tempo. Mm-hmm. Now, Jerry and Casey they were very specific, right? Very intentional on that, and I thought that was very impressive, especially coming from a large group training gym.
Yeah.
Now, they've since moved on into semi-private and doing some other things, but I bet at their large group training gym, still their facility, the Fit and 42 stuff, I bet that's still a very big piece of it.
Absolutely.
And the coaches weren't allowed to change the music. Like, what?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. But that's the right way.
That's control of the brand. And a lot of it, I think the big fear for gym owners when the control component is you want to set up, this is who my brand is. This is all of it, but I don't want it to be sterile. I don't want it to be going into a doctor's office or, mm-hmm. Well, the success of a business comes from systems and have the cogs in the machine, right? Your training, your coaching staff, they shouldn't be changing how it is you deliver your product. They should be the ones that are in fulfillment delivering what it is your brand brings to the table. Large groups are really hard, when it's global programming and, there's no real true program, path for clients to come in. It's just hot, sweaty bodies today. Yeah. Right. And so that's why obviously I would say large group probably has more people in control of what today's workout is. In those types of facilities than a semi-private or one-on-one hopefully would be. But either way, I mean, the one thing that I want to emphasize here is the system that we have in place to deliver our programming, semi-private pro, when somebody comes in and the modification to that workout has to happen, the coach modifies the client
score,
not the workouts themselves. And that goes back to what I was saying before about it's not the coach that's responsible for swapping out the workout to get them to do something different that they can or should. They go back to the system that's in place. They put the input that they're responsible for, and it's the client's score. The programming is then done for them as well.
Automatically.
And so the 100% of the result, the control of the programming still lies on the brand and the business, not the coach. All they're doing is modifying the progressions and regressions on the client's ability today.
Correct.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Our coaches are responsible for providing a great session, not getting anybody hurt, high fives and chest bumps. Let's go have a great workout today. Maybe listening to So one of the clients' stories or something, or make it a joke or something. That's their job. Laugh, have a good time, make it fun. But the program, the workout itself, it's all driven top down specifically. And, you know, the gyms that are listening right now, like, oh my God, it's because that's the hardest thing to solve. That's why either the gym owner is too busy, they can't focus on it, so they just offload it to the coaching team, handle it. They don't really look at it that close. Or the opposite is true, where the gym owner is so hands-on, like they can't do anything else but program.
Yeah.
And it's the other way. It's like you're not probably not the best use of your time there either.
So it's a lack of a system.
Yeah. So the system solves all. Guys, if you run a semi-private training gym, you need to look at Semi-Private Pro. It's like designed specifically to solve all of these problems. We did an episode a couple episodes back with Zach on here. And we were kind of talking about all of the things we didn't realize it did when we created it.
Sure.
It's doing all of these things, and it's doing it better than we could ever imagine. And it solves all these problems. When a coach leaves, because the coaches leave, look, guys, I mean, in this industry, you have a coach for a year, 2 years, 3 years. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what it is. Like, that's just the nature of this industry. But when that coach leaves, there's nobody in our gym that thinks that the results that they were getting is because the coach that was facilitating the semi-private programming, that's, they know it's the gyms. They know it.
Yep.
And there's nothing that coach can do, say, or to try to take a client, even if they were trying to do it. The clients know, like, look, that's the reason I'm here is because of the system. Like, the gym's got their shit together.
You walk away, that program's still here on the iPad for me with the next person that's coming to train me tomorrow, right? Now, one other thing, too, to throw out there is we live in a time right now where finding coaches might be one of the biggest struggles for gyms. How about we don't have to, like, with a system in place like Semi-Private Pro, you don't have to. The reason that you're looking for CSCS with distinction and all of these certifications for the overqualified coach, those people need to be running their own damn gym and doing their own programming, not bringing them in to work underneath your brand and doing yours, right? So what it does is it opens up your hiring pool to bring in the right kind of person, train them on your systems, to implement what you guys bring to the table. Now you can put anybody in, well, almost anybody in those seats. That's the right individual. They don't need the certifications and the years and years and years of education that got them to be able to deliver that product.
Right.
And I think we're seeing that even greater now is as it's gotten more difficult to hire and find good qualified clients,
coaches,
This solves that problem also, because you're not putting the emphasis on the coach anymore. The emphasis is on the business, and the systems run the business. The coaches run the system.
Yeah. That's what it comes down to. So you need to think about the way your gym's laid out. What happens when a client comes in to start the workout, what the dynamic warm-up looks like, what block A, B, and C look like, what your Metcon looks like, how much equipment you have, the flow of it all, the coaches that deliver it, the music that you play, the temperature of the gym, the sun hitting the windows in a specific time of year. I think everything matters. Everything matters. And the only way you're going to be able to create something that's you're very proud of, that doesn't matter who, what coach comes and goes, like, you have to be there being very intentional, standing in the middle of the training floor, looking at everything during a training session every single day. Just because you're in there every day, a lot of times you get blind to this, some of the stuff. So like when I come in, I see everything. I don't know why or if it's just me, but like I see all kinds of stuff that I don't like. And I'm always, Zach hates when I come in here. I'm like, hey man, that trash can over there has a piece of paper hanging out of it. That dumbbell needs to be on the other side of the gym. Why isn't there, whatever, I come in like a seagull and shit on everything.
You as the owner of the business, you know, and the seat that we're in, that is what we do. I mean, we could take that outside of this gym. You and I go to a restaurant, we're studying their processes. We're judging them on, you know, their execution of repetitive tasks. And we shoot holes in the way that they do things because we see how they could do it
better.
That needs to be your mentality as, you know, when you walk in the four walls of your business, you have to be looking at opportunity for improvement, for optimization, for control. Like, if you've got that one rogue coach who you maybe you do have programming this laid out, but then all of a sudden he's out there, she's out there flipping the script and doing something their own, that's going to damage your business more than somebody who delivers your programming less effectively.
Yep.
Because now everybody else is looking at what is happening over here.
Why are they doing that?
Yeah. That's not in any of my programming. Like, it creates that
separation.
Yeah. The difference between what's happening in congruence with all of the other coaches. And so there's a million different variables when you've got a number of coaches delivering your service in your business. The more control you have over that outcome and the result, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah, exactly. So guys, never overlook your program and your delivery of your program. That is what you're selling, period. So like, that's where your focus needs to be. If you're losing clients, if your retention sucks, if you can't, you know, like all of the things that like are a result of bad experience can be solved with you just focusing on fixing that first before. That's what Built to Grow, the mm-hmm. foundation of your business is all about. Like, that's what we talk about. Go fix that. Put your time and attention in there. Go stand in the middle of your gym during a training session and look around as if you were the client. And you'll see stuff and then fix it. Pretty simple.
Yeah. I mean, there's solutions for every one of those problems.
Yeah. So, hey, listen, guys, that's it for this episode. Hopefully that helps you. Get your wheels turning. Go fix that stuff. Be the best damn whatever type of gym that you are in your area. Be the best, okay? There's no room for being second best. Yeah. There's no strategic advantage of being second best. Be the best. All right? Hopefully that helps you guys. Until next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.